And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Trip to East Cantankerous. Today's chapter takes you closer and closer to the reality of the make-believe town, East Cantankerous, Illinois, the home of the famous Old Charlie Rustlaw. Of course, Yuki Butcher thought he was Old Charlie Rustlaw. Yuki had lots of trouble trying to remember exactly who he was. And when he came up with the idea that he was Old Charlie Rustlaw, we decided the only thing we could do was to take him to East Cantankerous and see if that wouldn't jar him back into his own self, so to speak. So, in today's chapter, we're driving along the road in Illinois. Listen.
Oh, me. Say, Buster, how long have we been riding in this old crate of yours?
Yeah, Big John. Yeah, how long have we been riding in this old crate?
All right, you two. That'll be enough out of you. This car might be a little bit old, but as Yuki would say about his 1913 Model T, it's as good as it was the day it came off the production line back in 1927.
Yeah, but Buster, since 1927, automobile makers have put softer springs in their cars. Ooh, this is a long ride up to East Cantankerous, Illinois.
Well, we haven't got much further to go, but Fred, this here highway goes right through the middle of East Cantankerous.
Oh, boy. Highway, he calls it. Listen, Yuki. I've seen better footpaths than this road. Seen them going right through the middle of Wobbledean's woods.
Look, fat boy. I'd appreciate the fact that your friend and mine, Yuki Butcher, is a pretty handsome young man, and that I might resemble him. But will you kindly keep in mind that my name is Charlie Rustlaw, and will you please address me as such? If you wish, you may call me Charlie.
Oh, me, Buster. I can't wait till we get up to East Cantankerous so Yuki will get his memory back and remember he's Yuki Butcher and not Old Charlie Rustlaw.
Well, now, Mayor, we have no assurance that Yuki will get his memory back. We're making this trip to East Cantankerous just on the chance that he might.
Well, East Cantankerous sure must be a long way from everything else. We've been traveling along this road for miles. Haven't even seen a farm.
I know. I never dreamed that there was so much wilderness in the state of Illinois.
You sure we're on the right road?
Yeah. We didn't get off on some old country road by mistake, did we, Buster?
No, we're on the right road, all right, Mayor. Every so often we pass a telegraph pole with the route number on it. The last one we passed said this was Route 52B, and that's the route the road map says that East Cantankerous is on.
Yeah. Well, it's not that I don't believe you, Buster, but it's just been so long since I've seen any signs of life. I'd like to see the next route sign we pass. Lad, you keep your eyes on the telegraph poles, and next time we pass a route sign, you let me know. Will you do that?
There's a route sign. Yeah? Nailed up on the next telegraph pole we're coming to. See that?
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Now, what's that one there say?
Oh, just some numbers. 52B.
52B, that's the number of the route. 52B runs right through East Cantankerous, according to the road map.
That's what I've been trying to tell you, fellas. This highway runs right through the middle of East Cantankerous. Now, off there to the left is old Clem Rustlaw's farm. Old Clem is my second cousin.
What? You mean to tell me that there overgrown patch of weeds and vines and trees is a farm?
Why, of course. Old Cousin Clem has got himself a weed and vine farm there. Looks like old Cousin Clem's got himself a very good crop this year.
Looks like something out of Tobacco Road. Now, why in the world would anybody want to raise weeds and vines?
Well, because it doesn't take any work. All old Cousin Clem has to do is sit out there on the porch of his house and let the farm take care of itself. Don't you know that weeds and vines are the easiest thing in the world to raise?
No, me. Buster, if you ask me, this whole thing is a little bit loony.
This is the first time I've ever heard of a weeds and vine farm.
Yeah, me too. Well, see, look at the next telegraph pole we're coming to. It has some sort of a sign on it. It's not a road marker. Let's see what it says as we get closer here.
I can read what it says from here. It says, East Cantankerous, 5 miles.
Oh, well, that's the answer, Mayor. We've got 5 miles more to go before we reach our destination. Well, it won't be long now.
I sure am anxious to see this burg. I've heard Yuki tell so many stories about East Cantankerous, I want to see if the place is just as batty as he's made it sound.
Hey, look, there's another sign just down the road. Let's see what that says.
Well, I can read that one. Printing is larger. Welcome to East Cantankerous Heights. Population 3. East Cantankerous Heights?
Yes, East Cantankerous Heights is a suburb of East Cantankerous. East Cantankerous Heights is the high-class section of the town. Population 3, huh? I guess old Uncle Russell, Russ Flaw, and his wife, Frieda, must have had an addition to their family. When I left town, the population of East Cantankerous Heights was only 2. That was Uncle Russell and Aunt Frieda.
East Cantankerous Heights. Who, me? The high-class section of town.
Yes. Over on the other side of the city of East Cantankerous, there's a suburb of Lower East Cantankerous. That's on the other side of the railroad tracks. That's where all the poor people live.
Railroad? Don't tell me there's a railroad that runs through this wilderness.
Well, there used to be. The tracks belonged to the old abandoned East Cantankerous West Supersedes Railroad. See, the town of West Supersedes isn't there anymore. Everybody moved out of West Supersedes. That's when we took and built a glue factory on the west side of town. Seems the wind was always out of the east, and it, between the glue factory and the garbage incinerator and old Melvin Rustlaw's skunk farm, it was just a little bit more than the people of West Supersedes could take, so they all upped and moved to Anchorage, Alaska.
Did you say Melvin Rustlaw's skunk farm?
Right.
Why in the world would anybody in their right mind want to own a skunk farm?
Don't tell me you didn't know that East Cantankerous, Illinois is the skunk farm center of the United States of America.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, it is. Make more skunk fur coats in East Cantankerous, Illinois than in any other city in the entire world.
There's another sign down the road there. Welcome, you are now entering East Cantankerous, Illinois.
Well, now how could that be? I know we haven't traveled 5 miles since we passed that sign that said East Cantankerous was 5 miles away.
Hey, look at that over there. Looks like a big football stadium. What's that?
That's football stadium, lad. Just like you said.
That ain't the football stadium that seats 150,000 people that you told us about that old Charlie Rustlaw built when he made $1 million, is it?
Yes, that's it, my friend. That there is the football stadium I built.
Now, for goodness sakes, Buster, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes.
Neither would I, Mayor. Can you imagine a football stadium that seats 150,000 people in a town that only has a population of 432 people? Why, it's unbelievable.
You know, up until now, I didn't believe them there stories Yuki used to tell us about this here town. But right there is the football stadium. Hey, Yuki, tell me something. Has there ever been a football game in that there stadium?
No, there's never been any football games there, but it's an awful good place to burn leaves in the fall. Don't get smoke in other people's houses that way. Oh, and say, by the way, please, my name is not Yuki. Remember, it's old Charlie Rustlaw?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, me, Buster, I keep forgetting that old Yuki thinks he's old Charlie Rustlaw.
Hey, look, there's the town. There's East Cantankerous, right down the road.
Oh, will you look at that, Mayor? It looks exactly the way I figured East Cantankerous, Illinois would look. That is, after I was convinced there really was such a place. Well, there it is.
Now, why do you know? A dirt road running between 2 rows of wooden buildings. East Cantankerous, Illinois looks like old-time western town back in the 1890s.
East Cantankerous, Illinois looks exactly like it did back in 1832, when Abraham Lincoln lived here and had his law office up there in Hiram Rustlaw's tailor shop. Old Honest Abe used to throw his pants out of the window down for Hiram to press for him.
Yuki, you trying to tell me that Abraham Lincoln used to live here in East Cantankerous?
Why?
No kidding, Yuki. Did Abraham Lincoln live here?
Oh, the name is Charlie Ladd. Please, please call me Charlie Ladd. Will you please?
Okay, Yuki. Charlie. Okay, Charlie. I keep forgetting.
Well, there's the first sign of life. See that old fellow with the long white beard, wearing the fire engine red beret and the blue and white tennis shoes? See him sitting up on the front porch of the general store there?
Yeah. Sign out front says, Clarence Rustlaw's General Store, Post Office, Sheriff's Office, city jail and office of the mayor. Oh, say, that there feller up on the porch sleeping must be Mayor Clarence Rushlaw.
Daddy, well, what do you know about that? There's my little old gray-haired daddy.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that that there feller up on the porch is old Charlie Rushlaw's... I mean, is he your daddy?
Why, of course he is. Stop the car, driver. I want to say hello to my old daddy. It's been 23 years since I've seen him.
Okay. All right. Well, you're going to slow down here. Don't jump out while the car's moving. There. Well, Mayor, this is it. This is where Yuki finds out that he really isn't old Charlie Rushlaw. Maybe he'll snap back to normal when he finds out.
Hey, Daddy. Wake up. Wake up, Daddy. Hey, it's me, your son, Charlie.
What? Oh, hey, where's my shooting iron? Oh, strangers in town, hey. Who be you?
He doesn't recognize me. Oh, his eyes aren't so good anymore. Hey, Daddy, look at me. It's me. It's your youngest boy, Charlie.
Oh, well, so it is. Well, Charlie, my boy. Say, get in the house, you little scallywag. Your breakfast is getting cold.
Hey, Daddy, didn't you miss me?
Miss you? Why, have you been somewheres?
I've been gone for 23 years.
Whoa, been fishing again, hey? Did you catch anything? Get in the house there before your breakfast gets cold. But sit there on the table waiting for you all this time. Now, go on, get it there.
Boy, big son. Yuki's been away from home for 23 years, and his father didn't even miss him. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh, this town of East Cantankerous is really something. It looks like the kind of town you see in an old-time Western movie back during the Gold Rush days. Just a dirt road running between two rows of wooden frame buildings. And so far, the only signs of life we've seen are old Clarence Rushlaw, the mayor of the town, who's sitting in the front porch of the general store, and a big lazy-looking dog sleeping in the middle of the road. Oh, sometime. I wonder where everybody is. And I wonder if there's anybody who lives here whose name isn't Rushlaw. Yeah, we'll find out next time when we go sightseeing around East Cantankerous. I'll see you then, kids. So long.